1997. I am Lorraine Gall, and I am collecting oral history for Jackson Township, Dearborn County, Indiana. Today, we're interviewing, and your name is?
Francis Brickman.
Okay, and you live at Route 270. And you were born at Yorkville.
Yes.
And you are?
10.
Yes, 10. And your maiden name was Feller. And you were born at New Elsin?
Yes.
Okay. And Francis was born December the 18th, 1900.
Yes.
You got a birthday coming up pretty soon here.
Yeah.
It's going to make you 87 years old.
Friday.
Yeah. You get cheated out of birthday, Christmas presents and birthday presents that way, don't you?
No, I guess not.
You get it both.
Yeah. Hey. They're close together. You only buy them all one time.
Well, there you go.
They don't. They don't. They get separate. He's invited. This ain't on tape now.
That's all right. And your birthday is March 10th, 1909. Okay. You were a carpenter, church decorator, and retired as a painter.
Yes.
Okay.
Retired from Seagram's.
How long did you work at Seagram's?
Let's see, 16 years.
16 years.
Yes.
Did this church decorating, did you do all over?
Kind of all over.
Really?
Yeah, up through Kansas and Illinois and Missouri. Mostly St. Louis, that's where the headquarters were.
Now, did you do the artistic work or just straight painting?
Sure.
You learned that.
A lot of gold work those days, too. There's no more gilding at all,
yeah.
I don't think.
Did you do any of this church decorating locally?
Nope.
Around here?
Yeah,
Okay, how many was in your family?
Eight.
There was eight children?
Five girls, three boys.
Eight children.
You mean his family?
Yeah. How many was in yours?
Oh, in my regiment.
Uh-huh.
Oh, six.
Okay. And what do you remember about Christmas?
What?
What about Christmas when you were young?
Oh, I remember getting scared from Santa Claus and all that stuff.
Were you threatening the switches?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I know that, but we didn't bring up what they were being, but they pretended they were going to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Not to scare you.
So I was about nine, and I found out I was eight. Still don't believe in Santa Claus.
But what do you remember the most prized gift that you got?
Oh, well, I was thinking about 8 or 9 yards of a flashlight. I thought one of something I enjoyed, you know. And we didn't get much those days, you know, not like you do now. Not that you get automobiles and everything else.
Yeah.
But then, mostly just candy and little tickets, you know.
Little
tickets that you pull around with a string and stuff like that.
You probably, when you went to school at where, Yorkville?
Yorkville. For about a year and a half, 2 years, then they moved to Elsis.
Then you moved to New Elsis.
Then I went to school at Elsis.
And you walked?
Oh, sure. There was no automobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you got fancy enough here, you got a horse to take.
Oh, yeah, I had horses. But they wouldn't take the horse to bring you in the morning and take me to school. Well, they only had to walk 2 miles from me.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
That wasn't bad. But I'm here, so I walked 4 miles. I walked from Lawrenceville up to Elsis. Elevation, some of them were way back in there, you know. They had to walk about 3 or 4 miles. And Jesus, they get Well, he won't say anything. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
So you know how far that
is. Yeah, that's a pretty good wave.
He goes, oh, he has to come and help himself. There's a wife, man. That was seen now. That's what gets her. All the gets her. The wife is very often. They were seen.
And you probably had nuns for teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think that they were strict?
Well, some were and some were.
You had both kinds.
Yeah. And the ones who were strict, they were pretty rough sometimes.
Yeah. Well, they had to be strict in order to keep the kids in mind, didn't they?
Do what?
They had to be a little strict in order to keep the kids in mind, didn't
they? Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, they didn't have to be strict for staying out, it'd get worse, you know.
Well, that's probably true.
I just think about last night, about when your mother was in Tennessee, you want to hear that?
That's right, yeah.
And his name is Louis Dukes, well, everybody around here, you know, he was there about 15 years ago. And they done something, and sister said she's going to, they're all, or three or four of them, they've all three or four going to get a meeting. When school takes up, you know, it's wonderful. And Louis Dukes, he goes behind the shed, sometimes puts leaves in the fall year, and puts leaves on the bushes, you know. And those days had a buckle around here. I don't even remember them. I wore them too.
Yeah.
Time. And I didn't have quite a few years ago. He put leaves in there. He said, well, if you use that rawhide on it, it won't hurt. On the way walking into the school, that buckle opened. He was scattered leaves all over the floor. Your mother told that.
Did you watch that movie on television last night where this, I can't even think what the name of it was, but this guy, his dad always would beat him if he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and he had an almanac, and he stuck that in his hand.
I saw that. That's Johnny,
John Denver.
John Denver? Yeah. You know, I was surprised. I never saw him in a movie, I know. I was on the second, you know,
yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought that was real cute. I enjoyed that. How far, what grade in school did you go to?
Oh, I finished eighth grade.
Did you finish eighth grade?
Yeah. Google was from it.
Yeah, but they didn't have high school, did they?
Not around here, no. You'd have to go to Batesville and Lawrenceburg.
Well, Batesville and Lawrenceburg,
yeah, and you couldn't do that because there's no machines.
Yeah.
No. Then later on, when she got old enough, they had high school at Elsie's.
Mm-hmm. At Elsie's?
Yeah, on third floor.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a high school at Elsie's.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had all the grades, and then they had high school, too.
And then they had all the grades, and then they had high school, and I tell you what, the building is still there.
Oh, cool.
You know where you drive up to go back to the graveyard?
Yeah.
Right on the left, the building now.
Building,
yeah. Yeah, well, Father Angers is in it before he left. And that was high school there. Of course, it's done over a little bit.
Now, how many children was in high school, would you say?
Oh, I don't even remember exactly.
Okay, about 20, wasn't it?
I mean, in my class, I would say about 8.
That's what I wondered. Mm-hmm. I wondered how many they did have. Then did they have, like, one teacher, or like it is now, or how did it was with them?
Yeah, just one teacher.
And she taught everything?
She taught everything.
Steiner, she was teacher.
She was the teacher?
Yeah, but not to her that she was, like, the second or the...
Oh.
Third grade. I only went 2 years.
Well, you didn't finish up.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I thought it was part of you. Even though it was
No. Now, did they have it then that you had to go to school until you were so old or not?
Until you were 16, you were supposed to go.
That's
yes,
what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But we quit 14, 15. Yeah.
Right. Now, were you on a farm when you were growing up? Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you?
Well, my dad was a butcher, see.
Oh, your dad was a butcher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had 4 or 5 acres.
Had about 4 or 5 acres, but not much.
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't have a farm.
Well, I remember when when my brother was going to school, even that I remember that one period in the first of school, he didn't go long enough to get a grade. He was home cutting corn or picking tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All in all, school. They didn't like to stay home.
No, they didn't like to.
No.
It wasn't like now.
Well, the school wasn't as long as it is now either. Yeah. Didn't they start a little later and were out?
No, I think it was longer.
Was it?
I remember when you had school at 4 o'clock. 3:30, I know.
3:30, yeah.
But did they start at Labor Day? Or did they wait a little?
Yeah, well,
start right after Labor Day?
Yeah.
But you were out?
They only had about 2 months, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
sausage, and
head cheese.
No, we have no blood.
No blood sausage.
No, but we used to be here.
Liver sausage?
Oh,
yeah.
Meat sausage.
Yeah, meat
sausage. Cured your meat.
Yeah. Liver sausage, of course, that's what we use the head for, and liver and the heart.
Oh, the kids are on the miles. We
used to make
blood sausage.
You need to put the tongue in.
Yeah.
But we both like the taste of
the
liver
itself.
Sausage, just a little bit.
But I like liver sausage. I like blood sausage a little bit, but I don't like a lot of it. Now, my mother, when she liked blood sausage, she wanted her blood sausage heated. Now, I can't heat blood sausage.
You like cold?
I want it cold.
Yeah, I would too.
I would crack it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't you remember?
I bought some ready diet
there. How about your Knievels and Richard's
that's something that I think is very hard to keep. It's got to be made and eaten right away. Mm-hmm. You don't want to freeze it. You don't want to preserve it because it just doesn't taste good.
Is that it?
There's only one kind of liver sausage that I ever bought. That's 50. That is,
fishes.
They make a whole bunch of ham chili. I like the way they chew the meat.
Yeah.
And then they make a little something to eat the meat.
Yeah.
We bought some of the others, they didn't dump them on it.
I think to find that with regular meat sausage too, it's very hard to buy good meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I often wonder, but the pharmacy made better sausage than meat sausage stuff to use in town. You think they didn't make better sausage, they were doing it all the time.
Well, I think the theory behind that is in order to get good sausage, you got to put good meat in it. You can't use just the cutoffs.
Yeah.
You got to put a little of the others in it.
We use turkey from the hams, you know.
Well, I'll cut out the good ham. I don't cure any ham or shoulders, and I cut out the good part and keep that for fresh, and the rest of it that's hard to work around, I just cut that off and put those in my sausage. Mixed with meat. You got to have something in there if you're going to eat it.
Meat, cut, you know, when you cut up your meat, you know, you trim it. That part that you just drained.
Yeah.
And the lean meat, you just grind up. So you come off the sides and off the head, off the shoulders. And off the pork chop, and then used meat, maybe too much there, you cut some off.
And you remember, like, your sausage and meat like that, did you have it all just cured, or did you fry it down, or keep it? Or?
Well, years ago before we had refrigeration, but now we're young. Then you fry it down, put it in a
crock.
Well, we in cold pack.
Did you? Oh, you can't.
Yeah, put it in the joint. Uh-huh. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
We fried and put it in that, and then cook it in there, and put the water for it, and boil it in there, you know, and put that away in. You don't get any time of year, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And that juice in there makes like devil.
Yeah.
And that makes the best gravy. When people from town come out, they put it in a stand.
How come you get that out of your mouth?
Better so to say, but I'm down. And her, any marriage you need.
Mm-hmm.
His dad is your sausage maker. And his son, our place on time to get sausage. Oh my God, my dad's a sausage maker, but you got him beat. He just said that
that's the difference.
And he just, I made better sausage than his dad.
Well, you said you never butchered beef. You probably had poultry that you had for variety and
well,
pork.
Six.
Yeah. Why are they most of you? I'm trying to think. I guess I knew, I know all of them by name, but I'm not so sure I would know all of them. Carol was in my class at school.
Yeah, so Carol was in your class.
Well, Thelma and Eileen and Carol and Marilyn. And then her right name is Virginia, but they used to call her Chubby.
Yeah, they called her Chubby, yeah.
Chubby, Virginia,
they called
her Chubby.
And then Ray.
And Ray, yeah. See, Eileen's the one that lost her husband.
Oh, that's
right. She was married 12 years, you know. 12 and a half to be exact. Had the two little girls. And they're doing just...
Well, I remember one time on telephone.
In college, and the other one's graduating, ready for college. Next year, and I'm already getting uneasy. What will Eileen do now with both of the girls? Well, I mean, she works. She doesn't have a full-time job. But I mean, when the kids are both in college, and, you know, nobody coming and going. You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah, it's a difference.
Is that right?
One time at Selma, you know, she's kind of a little bit fighty, you know. And I shot some calls. Oh, about 5 or 6 and the young boys here. Down the creek in the cold there. And the skins, and they were too clean, and you skin them, you know, and put them in the water. And she was going to find something. And she had never tried it before. So she put fuses in the skillet, and she threw a couple of pieces in, and of course, you know how they go.
Yes, I know how they go.
Your box is right. You never killed. I just had a roll. I can't kill them. No better than what I did. I said they're in pieces. And I said, why'd they do that? And he said, I don't know if they want to eat them or not.
They're good eating, but they're hard to fix.
Yeah. And it's just funny. Well, she would need some guineas, you know. And I said, oh, no. She's got a high school.
She's very particular about meat.
Well, there's nothing wrong with guineas.
No.
She doesn't
act like meat, though. Did she?
Well, one time she took an egg and cooked, one with enough to be. That guinea was enough to be and took a little. And cooked them together, you know, he couldn't help. And we had for supper. And that's all finished, you know. I said, how'd you like that guinea supper? Was that guinea? I said, some of this. Why, you just be the person to anything, she said.
That's right. She's about 17.
Come on over. Okay. Jump to court.
one drive by that is a court and about 10 o'clock. All the parts of her tea off the table and we'll have to do lunch. And here she was out of a great big pan, you know, had sweet potatoes in and cut up meat, you know, and gravy. And, well, of course, he took meat and sweet potatoes and gravy and everything else right now, and he ate it and it finished. All of this, I thought he said, don't eat. Pop up, he said, don't.
You do now, huh?
He said, yes. And he said, well, you know. I said, no, it was fine, but if I don't know what it is, he's going to cut up rabbit. He said, you still don't use it there, he finished. He said, no, he wasn't.
Well, we always butchered sheep, and a lot of people are funny about sheep.
About what?
Sheep.
Yeah. I never did like it.
And it's got a different taste. I like it. But it's got to be fixed well, and it's got to be butchered well.
To me, it tastes just like you threw a handful of sheep for it in the coat. But why do you taste like beef to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's got a flavor of sheep for it.
Well, that you had, if you let the wool or even the knife as you're butchering it touch the wool, that oil from there will go on. Then it tastes
that's
terrible.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Like wool.
It does taste
that's
bad. Right.
In the hot tub, in the hot ice, in the cities, you know, you know that. Tried it a few times. And it tastes bad. That's a good pattern. Like I say, it must be careless.
We used to have it all the time. We used to have leg of lamb. That's all there was to it. We had a leg of lamb. And
roasted oven, huh?
Yeah, roasted it and put it in the oven. And, oh, it come out. It's really tender and it's really good. Ruth was there. This was before they were married. And she was eating along. She said, boy, what is it? Veal? And she said, nobody answered her because they just ignored it, you know, left it pass. And she come back for the second helping. And then they asked her if she knew what she was eating.
Oh, she wouldn't eat it, huh?
Then when she came with the second helping, she didn't want the second helping after she found out what it was.
Did they use the front leg or the back leg?
Back.
The back leg.
Yeah.
The whole leg, huh? Uh-huh. Oh, there's a lot of meat on there.
Yeah.
And maybe she wouldn't eat it.
She wouldn't eat it then. But after she knew what it was. But see, they used to, well, she said, you know, they raised lamb for pets. Uh-huh. So you don't butcher a pet. You know, that was the thing that got her.
Like that never bored.
A lot of people, I always got a big kick when we butchered at home and some of the nieces and nephews would be there and of course they never realized where hamburger come from. You mean you gotta kill a cow to get a hamburger? They'll never eat another hamburger.
Yeah. But I never had no pets outside of dogs and that's the only thing we did and we didn't eat dogs, so I never had no cats at the pets and I don't
I never became attached to any of them. I knew that sooner or later it would get eaten by somebody.
Sure. And cats, I never fooled with cats. You know I had cats, but I didn't make pets out of them.
Yeah.
Everything changed, you know.
See. You remember, like, when you harvest your grain, it was thresh, probably, or shredding.
Stack it. We had to barn for a hay.
Yeah.
And we didn't have much room for wheat. And stuff, and we had six stacks for you. And then sacks and all the stacks. They didn't sack all the heat like they do now. All right, now they don't sack it all at once.
That was all steam engine? The
Of course, steam.
Yeah. And they had like a ring that went around to
yeah,
the
neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, and later on, then you tractor the new steam and water. Then they run the sacks in with tractors. And, but way back, because they had tractors, you used steam engines.
Yeah.
They were the best, too, they were even as far. And you couldn't stick them. You could put behind them and pour whatever you put behind. And they go real slow and cut along, but boy, they had the power. They just saw. Rumble with them, you know. Boy, that old, first of all, you know, that old engine really took that saw.
how old were you when you got your first tractor? Probably.
Well, my dad never had it.
Your dad never had it?
No. They just come out one time, he died in it. Oh, I had my first one. When it's over here. But then most of them started getting it. I guess, I'm about 45.
That's when we were married, way after me.
Hey, don't say, hey, quick, hey.
still with her? I'm just going up. She's not with her. Yeah, well, what do you mean? She's between the hills. I had to drive. I couldn't keep her going. I don't see any of you. She's between the hills over there. And I've got a man built a house on wind coming in from no place. Yeah, built a house over the street in them hills. He had to tell me when I was driving, I had to look over there. But... And what's his name? He says, yeah, but I bet you're pretty hot there in the summertime. You don't get the air. The bark on the pretty feet. So he thought to do the shipping for me.
What's he said, done after
all? He couldn't hit you. Oh, they made him believe he's sick anyway.
Now, what do you, what is this, put in the paper?
No, they're rewriting the whole Dearborn County history. And it hasn't been done since 1915.
Oh!
1915.
Right. And so they're taking interviews and trying to get people's version of what happened. And it should be rewritten. This is going to the Lawrenceburg Library. And then they're going from there.
It won't be in a paper, huh? No, it'll be a book cover. Oh, yeah, fire. Oh, yeah, I guess. But I took Jackson Township. I'm not in Dearborn County anymore, but I was in Jackson County, but I'm pretty close to Jackson Township.
Yeah. And I told them, I said, well, I would know people in that area, and that's what we're trying to do.
And how many more do you think you'll have to interview? Or?
I don't know. I have one more person in mind, and then I'm going to turn them in and let them see what they have.
Well, I was trying to see. Oh, that book you know, I got from Dearborn County. We have Theodore before we got Washington prescriptions. So here your name, Theodore. And then you pay the other $2, well, you know, it'd be $3.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then that's all was published. Just what they have. Several hundred. Another one. And after that, after people right there, a lot of them see them and not to have.
And now, well, is there a hardbound one of this too? Is there a hardbound book later of this? The reason I said this is I was at Rayford Vogelbach one day, and he came and he had a hardbound book when he finished the history of Morales.
Yeah, I might have anything else. He had two, he might have done it, but what else? This is for Harrison and Tumman and all that.
Oh, he's got the history of New Elsus. Of the church, maybe.
No, I didn't read it. But it's part of the same thing was in it that because it was about the squirrels going across the Ohio River.
Yeah.
And so part of the same thing was in it.
Yeah. Of course, you know how many saloons are around here? There were 17 saloons in Elsa one time.
That's what amazed me when you said before about that prohibition, because I remembered reading that, and I think Pentown was as bad. And then
Pentown
is, yes.
You know, I think you just said take a beer on a chair and call it saloon.
Well, that's probably true.
They don't like it.
I don't think
so. How the hell could a fellow in anything else's, how could 13 people, 17 saloon people make a living like that?
Make a living? It doesn't have a crowd.
It doesn't make any sense that they could stay open.
It would be like some nights wouldn't be nobody there.
Yeah.
How they wouldn't make any money. And beer with nickel.
A glass.
Nickel.
Yeah.
Then you got a half a gallon.
Yeah.
I remember buying whiskey when they used to sack, you know.
Yeah.
They'd always get a gallon of whiskey, everybody. And then they'd use what they needed, the rest they had for themselves. And they'd get home and put the quart, you know, and pass it around, and then they'd go in for it again. And you always had about half of them left. They wouldn't drink that much in 4 or 5, 6 hours while he sat. And on my dad sent me up there, and I'm about 12 years old, walked up there, and dressed up, had a strap, a hand strap, in the hand, couldn't carry me a baby all that distance. And I dropped in and he said, what's they do bumpy and anything? And I think it paid $95. I didn't pay for it. My dad, he had a new one.
Yeah.
My dad, of course, don't put a new one. I went to the here. And I still had that note to show. I said, in case of the...
And you couldn't look that note yourself and...
Well, but you know, Dad had put his name for it.
Oh, I had to keep
me clear. And John, he kept it.
Yeah.
He took the hose in his arms, or something. And he went right back in the corner and put the hose in his arms, and Carol was sitting on it. Put the hose in, held the grass, jumped there, jumped forth, put the hose on, and
then
he took
the hose in the
door.
Who made this stuff?
Oh, he did it. Distillery,
oh,
And when you remember going, do you remember going to the store, or was it the huckster came to you?
Well, he'd go to the store too.
But the huckster would come like once a week?
Yeah, he'd also come around. And sometimes when he'd forget
You didn't really have to buy that much, though, really, because you had a garden, you had meat, you had eggs, you had butter, probably, and the whole
thing. And there wasn't no such as...
Good milk?
You couldn't buy no canned peas. There was no canned peas or canned corn.
Yeah.
And they canned them themselves. There was no shelf of canned stuff in it. I don't think you buy canned peas or nothing. I know you couldn't.
And it did, well, could you get dried things, or did you dry them yourself?
No, it was something by dry.
You could buy dry.
Yeah, they were so damn hard, but they tore up, and they were fine, they could buy. They took them apart about that high, about that long.
Dried
what? Not about that wide. No, I guess they take
dried
them apart. Prunes or pieces
of corn. Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And the prunes, you had a hell of a time to break them off, to put them in a pan of soap, and they were fed that tight.
Yeah.
And you only had them in the winter now, but sometimes it gets muddy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy no prunes and peaches in the summer. But they used to dry a lot of peaches, my mother used to dry peaches, and apples since. Oh, they were, my mother used to throw away a whole sack for them. Oh, I used to like them. You don't give them an apple since?
My sister does them. I've never eaten them. When you cured meat, did you have a smokehouse, or did you have it hanging out? Like,
no.
A lot of them had it in like, just in a roof area in front of the smokehouse, out.
No, we had it in the smokehouse.
In the smokehouse.
Put it in brine.
Yeah.
Bacon we didn't. Bacon so easy to cure, you just need that down.
Yeah.
And sprinkle the salt. Then you could salt it anymore. And then smoke the same rest. And the hands and shoulders, put them in about 6 weeks in a barrel. And then mix the brine to an egg with it. But yes, I said it's different there too. Take 3 or 4 eggs and there wouldn't be one like the other.
Oh, is that right?
Some put much more in the other. It's an egg sack in
there.
Chicken, egg. And some were bigger, had more area than others, see? And the ones that had the most air, they'd come up there. I used to put in the skin and spoon and the clay down in there. And if it left and come up, the company wouldn't go down it again, you know, it wouldn't go down it. Coming up, so I'd want it and I'd take another one. Maybe that was bad, it was and the other was good, you know. But I used to take and put it, try about 4 or 5 and I'd take the apple. And, but it wouldn't have done it, it'd be that much difference. But I thought there might be, you know. To make someone perfect, it would take more salt. And for some that had enough, or maybe too much, you know. I used to be off on the tape all that time. Then you interview them for 6 weeks, and then take it out, and run a while, so you hang it up. And then drift. All it takes you 10 days to quit dripping. And then it starts to dry, and smoke. You couldn't smoke before it dried because it
that would be down on the smoke.
It would just
drip
off
and walk
itself off.
Did your buildings, were they viewed, were they low? Or do you remember low mountains, or were they just later?
Well, ours was pretty.
Yours were framed.
Yeah. But I remember when I was a kid, that was low. But so was the house. You know, and most of the buildings, that was low too, those days. Well, hell, that's 75, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
When they're 80.
And it, doesn't that amaze you, though, when you stop and think about those logs, how they got them, like, in yes. These barns up in there with the equipment they had?
And you know all that chopping.
Yes.
Chop. By golly, they must have had some kind of a saw. Well, this is saw with cluster saw that the wood set them on end. I mean, they did that at first.
It almost had to be cross-cut saw.
Well, how would you put it for a floor?
Yeah.
And I think they set them on the end.
Yeah.
Come on. Jesus, it's kind of like taking an hour to saw one board. Yeah. Snap a line against them both sides.
You think they snapped a line? I think most of them were... Yeah, eyeballed.
Yeah. Boy, looks pretty good. What do you think? Oh, it's kind of hump right there. Oh, well, that won't hurt. And when they built something, some of the rooms went square, and one end of the room, they inch and a half lower than the other. I don't know, they didn't have a level of what. And it, up and down, I think they had a, what you call
it? One bob, probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I got one of them, too. No, I had some places, you know, and then I think when the wind's blowing from Bobby, it's hot either way, it didn't affect something. Oh, he, him down here, thought he knew from Bob. I never did for studying something. I hadn't seen it. I thought it again, you know, for corners and stuff. I told him, good, it does take too damn long. Every time you want to come to a door, you hold that thing there for 5 minutes.
They're really going to town over here. Miss Kramer told me yesterday that they would like to be in it at Christmas.
They have to hustle. They could probably be in it, though, because really, I don't know how far they are on the inside.
On the inside, yeah. Maybe they are. I really don't know. I didn't ask her. Just
well, we used to have
those
on our theaters. The TV, we had ready to
well, the they're building
the table, he ain't going to pass it, he himself.
Well, but they're
neither
building.
Neither they're going to wire it, I don't think. But we put the thing up and done all the wood in the cave.
But they're, and they're building otherwise and just come over here in the evening and maybe on Saturday. I don't know, there's all through the nice weather, there was no one over there. So they were building houses somewhere else and just dropped in for 2 or 3 hours.
Every night and Sunday.
Well, that's what I mean, in the evenings, yeah.
And Sundays.
And it was nice, yeah. And yesterday, but it just hurt for a little while. Well, I wasn't home yesterday afternoon, so I don't know. But that's what she said, Miss Kramer said, that she met the mother and father of the boys, you know. And they said that they'd like to be in the Christmas, now whether they can or not, I don't know. But anyway, they are going to town. He's a worker.
Yeah.
Well, they sure got a bunch of women.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hear that.
They were married the latter part of October.
They didn't afford the little farm here. They had that farm that was a village, and they afforded. Mm-hmm. But they didn't buy that anymore. She's got none of their own farm anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's no business this guy to build your farm. You build them yourself. And then you know plywood you need for 1 6 4.
Well, and this is going
to be... And then when you're all done, you had to put all them damn nails on and clean the rooms out.
This is going to be a little bit bigger than the average house, too, Gibbs.
Huh?
this is really a little bit bigger than the average house. It's a really bigger. No, I mean the size of the building. Four bedroom and whatever else they got, I really don't know.
We take 2 guys, 3 years going. In 3 days, I know that's right. The heart that size. In 3 days, I'll need a plane. And exciting. Well, 2 guys, tell us best 2 guys to work together, they put siding on the other. But he's put on the weather boys. And, well, then he saw on one side, by evening, he just got one side up there.
Well, they got all new angles, you know how to
do this. Yeah, that's for sure.
You know.
Look, I told one of them halfway up there. I heard them one of them stumbling up in these big barns.
Well, house on the roll, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but they saw on that. And the hell, the front end is all. The front end is all.
Miles, isn't it? Miles.
Oh, yeah. It could be.
Mm-hmm. And the front end is all stone. The whole front end is stone. And that takes a hell of a lot longer than the other.
Okay, yeah. I don't care for you. I'm sorry.
I know they saw that stone.
Not my time of life.
There was 2 or 3 guys working on that stone that was up at this high. And about 2 or 3 days later, when it passed up, the stone it was finished. There's about 3 guys. I had the stone up. And I never seen a house like that. The top of the windows, you're right under the roof. And they got the same picture of the window as the roof.
Yeah, a lot of them are anymore.
Oh,
is that right?
Before.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Is that right?
That's supposed to be heat safe.
Heat safe? It wasn't really. They didn't put light on it.
Yeah.
Because it's under the roof.
Yeah.
Part of this much of it.
Well, I guess I'm more patient.
Why, they think that generates heat, that gaius that generates heat, that angle.
Doesn't that be hard to get the roof?
I don't know. I wouldn't think that would do it, but that's what they think.
I never did see a window when it stayed across the house. Around or something, a window, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a window like this when it looked like
it.
Never did see that. Either they must be made to order because the roof don't have the same pitch. Now, you don't only have any other means to order, but it's possible.
Yeah.
But he's only got 2. I've got a whole big gable. But there's only 2 in there. There's a whole front of that thing up there.
I guess you have to have the curtains made to order and everything.
Well, I'd even hate to think of washing them.
I think so.
Huh? How you wash them?
Oh, no. Well, you got to get up there.
I think you'd just forget them, wouldn't you? If you had to go through all that, I think you'd forget about washing them.
You're down through the cashier, you're still there.
Oh, gosh. No, that newfangled stuff wouldn't be for me.
No. Now they don't do windows anyway. I'm the only one that does windows around here.
Well, that's not my favorite pastime, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It is your favorite? I'm just kidding. Put storm in this, you know,
I do mine once a year, whether they need it or not.
That's all I can keep in mind, maybe not that often. Well, if credit changes them storm windows, I might just leave them out and put the street in and leave them in there. They don't have to wash it off.
Well, you just do it on the outside because you don't allow them to reach.
But sometimes I feel like coming in through the inside to mine them.
Oh!
He's always trying to give me a hard time. When he did the windows, you know. Then he called Stella and said, tell her that he does windows. She said, well, send him up. Oh, shoot. No, I can't get up on a stepladder anymore.
Yeah,
I just, I can just get loose it so quick.
Well,
I can't expect him to do it that very much longer either.
She wants me to hold her.
Yeah?
And I said, how the hell can I hold you? And if I hold a big horse on you, I can't.
Say, we're going to take after him, huh?
I can't hold up very that much. She's going to keep falling down. She's knocking me down and kill me. I
big window there. I mean, I have to keep check on that, but the other little ones, you know, I do on the inside.
No, everything is hurt.
They don't get that terrible on the outside.
No, everything is hurt. I got nothing. I do my windows and I do mine. I'm going to make my bed, so I'll leave mine go. I'll make it where I could have been. Yeah, I'm going over and make my bed. I'm going to do mine this and mine that. I ain't got a damn thing about it. You're a bitch, big boy. Just don't ever have a word for it.
Kick, you're just terrible. And I don't know. You know, you get that half and mouth said, well, I'm going to and then make my bed, daughter. Well, make mine too.
And sometimes I say, let mine go, I'll fix it when I go to bed.